Thank you, Mr. Chair. So of course, the focus is now on what else, in addition to what we have already in the document, needs still to be also put on paper with some text for further discussion in this group. So I just would like to refer to the discussion that we just had, and it appears that we should also add markings and signaling, and that also is to be seen how markings and signaling is to be taken up by the group of experts on road signs and signals. In any case, as we discuss it for signs, the recommendation may come from here, but then the details about certain solution may be worked out in the group of experts on road signs and signals. Then I've had other types of infrastructure which we actually may want to focus on, and this is mixed use zone or shared zone that we may add, and the other one is the cycle parking. That's also a type that we have not on the list, so we can, if we agree that these let's say four, because with marking, signaling, and then cycling parking and cycling, mixed use zone, that will be the four additional types that we add to our list, and we develop some draft text. And I also think one other issue that we should be discussing is what is a cycle. So we possibly should also come back to this discussion, because that can facilitate a lot the work on signage and also the work on definitions. And since, Mr. Chair, we have a few minutes, I just would like to read to you what the 1968 Convention says today about cycle. And draw your attention to a couple of maybe words, or one word that is used there in connection with some other terms. So so the convention says a cycle means any vehicle which has at least two wheels and is propelled solely by the muscular energy of the person on that vehicle, in particular by means of pedals or hand cranks. Now, I think that the interesting point here is the word solely, with put together with muscular energy, and then how that should be understood today with the pedelec and speedy pedelec. Is this solely by muscular energy or not really, because there is some sort of support to muscular energy? So I think this is an interesting point that maybe it's worth discussion here, and certain recommendations possibly directly to the Global Forum for Road Traffic Safety. Another interesting point here is how moped has been defined in the past. And so the moped, as per the convention, means any two-wheeled or three-wheeled vehicle which is fitted with an internal combustion engine having a cylinder capacity not exceeding 50 cc and a maximum design speed not exceeding 50 kilometers, 30 miles per hour. And then there is more to that. The interesting point here is that these days there are also mopeds that are fitted with other than internal combustion engines, and this kind of all makes it interesting. Alexander showed this picture from Belgium. that type B referred to mopeds that are not propelled by muscular energy, but then whether this was just combustion engine or whether they can be electric, not propelled by muscular energy, that is then also a good question. So there are those points which to some extent may actually be closely linked with what we discussed as the definition for different types of infrastructure and who those types of infrastructure should be open to. Yeah, so these are, I think, interesting points on which the discussion can be taking place here with making recommendations to other bodies under the UNEC umbrella.